Greetings, this is Eddie Hyatt of the Awakening Podcast. So glad you've joined me today. We are continuing our devotional study of Paul's letter to the church, to the believers in Colossae. And I add believers because in our modern world, we hear the word church, we think of a building. But there were no church buildings at this time. The church, the word church, the Greek word ecclesia, refers to people gathered together for worship. In fact, there's no evidence of a Christian church building for the first 200 years of the church's existence. They understood that the church was God's people gathered together. It could be in a variety of venues, in somebody's home, in a public building in Jerusalem. They met in homes, but they also met in certain places at the temple, such as Solomon's porch. But the point is, when we hear the word church in the New Testament, think people. Don't think building, think people. And so this letter to the church in Colossae is packed with such powerful truths. It has been called Paul's full-length portrayal of Christ because in this letter, Paul presents Jesus in all his eternal, majestic glory, in his deity. And that is the theme of our lesson today, our episode today. It is found in the little, it's not real little, but in the devotional we're using. It's 149 pages. It's called Complete in Christ, and it is available on Amazon. It's by me, your host, Eddie Hyatt, Complete in Christ, and there are 45 daily devotionals from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. And today we're on day 13 and page 45. And we're at Colossians 1:19. It says, "For it pleased the Father that in Him, that is in Christ, all the fullness should dwell." Now let's go ahead and read verses 18 and 19, because as I've told you before, when Paul wrote this, this was a letter. There were no chapter and verse divisions. And chapter and verse divisions didn't come along until the 13th century. And so let's not turn our mind off and on between chapters and between verses. So let's read verses 18 and 19. Verse 18 says, "And he," and of course it's speaking of Jesus, "he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell." All the fullness of what? All the fullness of God should dwell. The letter to the Colossians is a powerful essay for the deity of Jesus Christ. So Paul's insistence that Christ is preeminent over all creation, including things in both heaven and earth, as we have already seen, is expressed again and again, and he expresses it here using some different terminology, using the word fullness. Now, here's something to understand that was very significant to those to whom he was writing in the city of Colossae. And of course, Colossae is located in present-day Turkey, the Roman province of Asia. Colossae was one of the cities about 100 miles from Ephesus, and it comprises what we know as modern-day Turkey. And so the Greek word for fullness in this passage, "for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell," the Greek word for fullness is pleroma. And Paul uses this word to address a false teaching being propagated in Colossae by people whom we have come to call Gnostics. And Gnostics comes from the word gnosis. And Gnostics emphasize not simple faith for being reconciled to God, but they emphasize special knowledge. Special esoteric revelation knowledge was what they emphasized rather than simple faith in Christ. And they use this word pleroma. And so the evidence indicates that some believers in Colossae were claiming that a whole host of mediators, angelic celestial beings, stood between human beings and God. In other words, there was this hierarchy of celestial beings. They would even call them of gods, between humanity and the ultimate God. And according to the Gnostics, you had to ascend up through this whole hierarchy of celestial beings to get to the ultimate God, the Creator. And they had all kinds of rituals and means for which you could do this. Of course, this is totally false. And so what Paul says here to them, he says that in Christ, and this was called the Pleroma, this hierarchy of celestial beings between humanity and God that people had to go through to get to the ultimate Creator, the ultimate God. They called it the Pleroma. So Paul, with one swoop of the pen, undermines this entire system of thought by saying it pleased God that all the Pleroma, all the fullness should dwell in Christ. Now you say, well, how does that apply to me today? Well, think about it this way. No celestial being, no church, no preacher, no religious system, no self-proclaimed prophet or apostle is a mediator between you and God. Only Jesus Christ fulfills the role of mediator. In Him dwells all the Pleroma, all the fullness of God dwells in Him. And Paul said in his letter to Timothy, I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, there is one God and only one mediator between God and humanity, the man, the human, Jesus Christ. The well-known, the renowned New Testament scholar F.F. Bruce, who was British, made this point in these words. He said of Jesus that He is the one, all-sufficient, intermediary between God and the whole world of humanity, and all the attributes of God, His Spirit, Word, Wisdom, and Glory, are disclosed in Him. You want to know what God is like? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because the fullness of God has been revealed in Jesus Christ. Wow. Paul comments on this further in the same letter. For example, he says, further over in Colossians 2:9, he says, for in Him, that is in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Isn't that amazing? In Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This also reminds us of John, who in his gospel, in John 1:18, said, no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. And the word declare means to be brought out into the open. In other words, Jesus Christ has brought God out into the open where He can be seen. Isn't that wonderful? That's who Jesus is. Oh, He can never be replaced, my friends. He is your one mediator. He is your one path to God. That's what Jesus said. One of His disciples said to Him, said, Lord, when are You going to show us the Father? And I believe it was Philip. And He said, Philip, have I been this long with you? And you don't understand that He who has seen Me has seen the Father? Wow. And in Colossians 2:10, Paul says, you are complete in Him. And that's where I got the name for this little devotional, Complete in Christ. You are complete in Him. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him. My friend, there is not some special form, discipline, special insight, special slant, special revelation that somebody out in the desert or in some community or some monastery or some church, that they've got this special revelation that you need to hear. No, all that you need is to be found in Jesus Christ. In Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't need one another. That doesn't mean that the churches, the local churches, do not serve a purpose and have a value reason for being. Of course they do. But their purpose is not to draw people unto themselves. They are like a midwife. They are to help people to know Jesus more and more, and to become more and more filled with Him, and to understand more and more who He is. Wow. So, to sum this up, whatever your need today, come to Christ. In Him are hid. This is also, Paul says this, in Him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Him is life and fullness of joy. Give your life to Him today, completely to Him. As you cling to Him in faith, you will find His life nourishing you and providing all that you need. You really are complete in Him. And I want to pray for you right now. Lord, I thank you today for each person listening to this podcast. And may they turn their eyes to you today and trust completely and solely in you, Lord, for everything that they need. And we will thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. And there are books there. Our books are also available on Amazon. And I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.